ago, I was proud to chair Jeremy's rally at the Crucible Theatre, just down the road. We filled that theatre, but we also crammed Tudor Square. And just look around tonight. Look around how many people are here. On a Friday night in August, you came in the rain. You're going to listen to Jeremy in the sunshine. Now I say, it's amazing to see you here, but it's not surprising. What started as a moment in Jeremy making it onto the ballot paper last year has become a movement. And that movement has now become a force of change. And boy, is it the kind of change Britain needs. Sheffield is not alone in our appetite for people-powered politics. This is happening the length and breadth of the country. And not just in traditional Labour areas. Let's face it, tens of thousands of people are turning out to see a politician who is apparently unelectable. Well, Jeremy, where is he, Jeremy? Jeremy, we do not buy into that false narrative. We have a leader that embodies the very principles, the socialist principles of our Labour Party. And a Labour Party led by Jeremy offers the electorate the chance to invest and build our way to prosperity, rather than suffer the unprecedented cuts and ever-increasing social injustice we have to endure under this Tory government. Under his leadership over the last 10 months, Jeremy has already started to change the political narrative around our economy. We need him to continue as our leader so that our party can offer realistic investment plans for our industry, green industry, honour our commitment to better housing and our public services. First, we have had to be resilient over the last 6 years, especially us up here in the north, waiting for the Tories' fictitious northern powerhouse to come to fruition. But whilst we might pride ourselves here in Sheffield having backbones of steel, we know many of our brothers and sisters are suffering. Low wages, insecure work, draconian cuts to the welfare state, unnecessary demands on our children and teachers in schools, testing our 11-year-olds by asking questions that the Tory education minister at the time couldn't answer. Our amazing junior doctors being forced to work in conditions that are not fair and not safe. We have a lack of social housing, and private rents are increasing faster than people's wages are. And if we want to challenge any of the injustice that these Tory policies have brought, what have they done for access to justice? Slashed legal aid in a way that's only left thousands unable to get suitable advice, but actually it could have cost the state more anyway in the long run. Jeremy's 10 pledges set out a clear, practical and socialist agenda to tackle all these issues and more. And you've heard this afternoon, he spent time in our communities, speaking with people there and listening. You've heard from my fine comrade, John Dunn, from the All Grieve campaign, which I'm also involved in, how Jeremy has supported the miners from the very start. He knows the issues affecting us, and he knows that if we work together, we can build and turn those pledges into the actions of a Labour government. And your support today, support which you are going to turn into a vote for Jeremy in the leadership election, is not the only part you play. This is a team effort. We will continue this journey together. Well, last year, when Jeremy had finished addressing people, I thanked him for coming, and I thanked him as the next leader of the Labour Party. Everyone hollered and roared. Everyone hollered and roared. Yeah! And we were right. He was the next leader of the Labour Party. Now I am extremely proud to introduce the leader of the Labour Party, and long let that be the case, Jeremy Corbyn.